welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I am joined by the man himself, the guy that likes to tie girls up, Mr. Richard Avery.
I don't. They tie me up.
You know you do. Come on.
No, they tie me up. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, there you go. Well, the reason why I bring this up, the bondage. Now, we've been talking a lot about bondage recently.
Yes, we have, actually.
I don't know what this sudden interest it is. I think, on my part, possibly.
I think it was because you had that Boy Scout over here, and he was trying to show you what a sheep shank was and the difference between that and a square knot.
You know, I was a Boy Scout.
I know.
And I can barely tie my shoes. I wear slip-ons.
I believe it.
I didn't get that merit badge.
Yeah.
I was like a tenderfoot.
I got kicked out of the Boy Scouts.
Did you really?
Yeah, I literally got kicked out.
And do we want to ask the reason why? Wait, because eating the brownies?
I didn't participate. And the Scoutmaster, and I had an attitude, which you can tell. And I basically just got, I just was bad. Like, I didn't give a fuck. And I hated it. I hated, you know, anything that was group related and that I wasn't the leader of. Fuck that.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, so.
Well, the reason why I bring up bondage and not tying and Boy Scouts, I guess. Let's go back to not tying is today, my guest is Mr. Lord Morpheus.
.com.
Ooh, nice. What I love about our guests is the ones that know when to plug right away. .com. Right there.
Exactly. Ta-da. Hey, it's a pleasure.
So.
All the way from Toronto, Canada.
A.
Uh-oh.
A? How's it going, A?
I have a feeling the A is going to come out a few times.
How's the butter donut, A?
Yeah.
A.
Let's go get some Canadian bacon. I won't get started. I promise I wouldn't get started.
Why do you say A after everything? Because it'd sound pretty funny if we said B, A. Yeah, and the room is silent.
Absolutely.
And he walks along. So, can I call you Mr. Morpheus?
Yes, you can call me Mr. Morpheus.
That's my father. So, I first learned about you because you were basically tying girls up.
Yeah, I believe that's exactly what I meant about...
8 months ago? Nine months ago?
Yeah, January. It was a January shoot, yeah.
And there was... I saw a lot of photos of very pretty, very elegant knot tying. Gorgeous girls, of course. But very... In depth, knot tying.
Yeah, intricate, intricate. Yeah,
that's what I'm going for. Intricate in very pretty situations. This isn't the, not to call out specifically kink.com or something. It's not the hardcore girls tied up like all more torture type thing. This is very elegant, nice looking stuff. Is this a specialty or is this something specific?
You know, that's a question I get a lot. And, I see it's all about the aesthetic. I mean, kink.com has been fantastic in making bondage and kink a little bit more accessible for the public. And I respect their aesthetic. Their aesthetic is hardcore dungeon kind of bondage stuff. And when I started tying people up, I mean, that was the way we played in kink clubs back home. And when I started shooting and shooting, it really became really more about a glamorous shoot. And I got a couple of book deals and I'm getting old. So I decided with the third book deal, I'm working on my fourth now. So with my third book deal, which came through last October, I was just too old to do the tying, the directing, the rigging, the shooting, and everything. And Holly Randall and I were kind of talking back and forth, and she said, I'd love to shoot your book. And I'm like, you know what? I could really use a great photographer because I respect your work. Your mother's work got me through college, let me tell you. And
I love Sus.
And
she's
so
awesome.
Yeah, and so she's a stubborn woman. Oh,
of course.
I totally respect her. So Holly offered to shoot the first book, or the first bondage book, and it was a really terrific shoot. And Holly brings such a glamorous edge to things. And I was always kind of leaning that way anyways with my work because I like the hardcore stuff, I kind of grew out of it. And I really wanted to make the women look as pretty as I felt they were in bondage. You know, when you get like that tight rope bite that goes right across the skin and it makes like the breasts pop out and the arms are bound really tight. And I thought, you know, like, why not super colorful rope? It's all based kind of on a Japanese hybrid style that's very popular in North America. And in fact, I would say the U.S. is the number one world epicenter for fusion bondage, which is a combination between Western bondage, which kind of comes out of the tradition of kind of Betty Page and the damsel in distress kind of work, a very simple bondage, but it's very functional, as opposed to the Japanese style, which is incredibly ornate, and the function is just part of the entire conceptual part, and you have to understand the aesthetics and the concept behind why the Japanese tie. And so what's happened over the past 10 or 15 years, with the internet, of course, is that the North American audience has been exposed to the Japanese style, but of course they already had a very rich history of Western bondage, and it's met together into this beautiful style called fusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can go either way. I can incorporate elements from both. I just had a shoot today with Alex Chance, and
I've heard of her.
We did some beautiful stuff. I have her. I have a picture. I just put it on Twitter, and if you go to her little tweet Twitter site.
Oh, I wonder. Do you know her Twitter feed?
Yeah, it's Alex Chance. What is her?
Alex Chance XXX.
There we go.
On Twitter, I actually saw one of the photos, and it was her tied up, and she actually had a butt plug in.
Yeah,
A nice blue one with blue rope on white. It was a very pretty photo. A very extreme. I don't want to say extreme, but it was a very. I mean, she's tied up. She's got a butt plug in her ass. Yeah. I mean, this isn't something that normally goes on at home, but it's a very nice, pretty, elegant looking type thing.
Yeah. So if you look at that photo, if people are listening and they take a look at that photo, they'll see that the legs are tied in a very Japanese style, but then the butt plug is actually tied into her, which makes it functional. And that's how that fusion style kind of comes together.
Now, the books, are they more examples? Are they an educational thing? What is the purpose of them?
Okay. So my very first two books were How to Be Kinky and How to Be Kinkier. And those were basic books on how to, you know, do this stuff safely.
Mm-hmm.
And so my third book and my fourth book are both bondage books. The first one is Bondage Basics. Mm-hmm. It's by Quiver Books in Boston, and it'll be released right after Thanksgiving. And as a matter of fact, the world premiere, the world launch, is going to be at the Hustler Store in Hollywood, probably right before the AVN, so somewhere in the first 2 weeks of January.
Wow.
I'm really excited about that. And then the next book...
Before they
tear it down. And all of the models that are in the books are going to be there to help sign and encourage people to come out and take a look. It's going to be a really, really lush and a very pretty book. And then the following summer is another publisher, and they're publishing my more intricate bondage book, which is like the next step, just because they had the contract first. I actually shot the intricate bondage book first, but then this other publisher came on board and, frankly, gave me more money.
Oh, money is always
faster. I've never written a book in 3 months in my entire life. The whole thing was shot and written in 3 months. My first two books took me a cumulative of almost 5 years to write. So 3 months, done. Oh, God, it was a basket case. But it looks great, and it looks fantastic. And I'm really excited about it. I have, can I plug names of the people that are
plug,
in the book?
Plug away.
Oh, my God.
Drop some names. Let's catch them.
Let's see. We'll see how many friends of the show are on this
list. You know, exactly. If I want to be a name dropper, I mean, Samantha Saint came out. She was terrific.
Contract Girl, I love her.
Yeah,
I've heard of her.
Never met her. Jada James came out. I know Bonnie Rotten came out this week. I was here doing some pickups. Bonnie came out, and Sarah Peaches. Just here in LA this weekend, I was shooting with those two, and I was also shooting with Lola Fox. She was a lot of fun.
Okay. I've been on set with her a few times.
And somebody that's been chasing me through Twitter for quite some time now, Maddie O'Reilly. Maddie, I have a really great story about Maddie. I have a very good friend. Her name's Sarah Hunter, and she was in a penthouse spread sometime in the winter. And I was actually sitting and reading her penthouse and looking at all of her nasty little bit. I love Sarah so much. And Maddie's on the cover because Maddie was the center of her, beautiful girl. And while I was reading that issue of Penthouse, Maddie tweeted me and said, "Hey, I'd really like to work with you sometime." I'm like, "Well, you know what magazine I'm reading right now? You happen to be on the cover, young lady."
Exactly.
And we've been chasing each other for a little while in Twitterland, and me trying to get to LA to shoot again. And it was such a delight to tie her up.
I met Maddie recently through Mime Freak.
I've been on set with her a few times.
Yeah, she's really nice. She was really
for a ginger. She's a sweetheart.
Yes, she has no soul. No, she has no soul.
No, it's the soulless.
That's highly overrated.
She is admitted.
But with an ass like that, I mean, really, who cares?
She has a phenomenal ass. Yeah. Great personality. Cute kid. I love her. I actually did a selfie with her yesterday. I went to your set.
Yeah, you came
to your set, and it was quite nice. I walk in, and there's a girl hanging from the ceiling. Not by her neck or anything.
No, we don't do that.
She was all tied up, and then
That was Samantha, actually. That was Samantha Rome. Samantha is a lovely, lovely girl, and she's turned out to be quite a great bondage student as well. She is tutored by Vera and Osaka Dan, and she does really great hardcore suspension. And I have one picture on Twitter of Samantha, and she does that really great blonde, luscious red robe, luscious red lips. Really, really pretty girl, and she's an up and comer, and she's very sincere about her rope bondage. Like, she respects the craft, so it's not just a girl that gets tied, but she wants to learn how to do the tying, and she's becoming quite good at it. Actually, we're going to feature one of her sets, coached by Vera, in the January book. or I think it's the next summer book. I think it's the more advanced book. Yeah.
So it's going to be something where she's learning.
Yeah. And it'll be coming out within the next year.
Nice.
Yeah. And she's, you know, she's going to be credited because she did a great job.
Very nice. Who are the girls you shoot in Canada?
You know, I've shot everybody in Canada and,
all 17 people.
All 17
in Canada.
People. Exactly. So coming to LA is giving me a chance to shoot a lot more people, like a whole new talent pool.
Yeah.
So I've shot a lot of people that, have come and gone in Canada.
Yeah.
And my very first two books, every single image in the book are people that were my friends in the kink scene. So they would just come, they volunteer, they come right out, they get shot, and because that was my talent pool. That's where I got. I didn't have to pay any of them. God bless them. I mean, they all got copies of the book. We had a really big book launch. We, I don't know, we probably squeezed about 1,000 people into our book launch. It was cool. Sponsored by Northbound Leather. But, you know, coming to LA gives me a whole new fresh talent pool, and I like that a lot. You know, you kind of keep things fresh, and every girl has their own personality. When you tie somebody up, everybody brings something new to that thing. You're a photographer, so you know these things.
No, they have all the same personality.
I've had my experiences with, you know, bondage for the last, I think I started shooting it 25 years ago, my first time.
Was that when rope was created?
Yeah, pretty much. Hmm. It was,
shut up. I just shut down.
I have to plug something.
Here it comes.
I was in Baltimore last weekend for a wedding.
Baltimore. Go to the city.
Well, we're
plugging Baltimore.
It's called Be More.
Okay.
What?
Didn't you watch The Wire?
No.
Okay.
Anyways.
Be More.
This will come out after I get home. So this is, I can tell the story. it's a very sweet story. It's a very sweet story. There's a terrific rope maker. He hand makes rope. His name is Moko Jute. And he hand makes ropes out on the East Coast. He's a great community event organizer, and he hand makes rope. And Princess, my slave, we went and we spent the afternoon with him. We learned how to make rope. We made like 110 feet of rope, which was pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Now, the people whose wedding we went to, they're kinky people. And by the time they hear this, they will have gotten that rope as a wedding gift from us. So we went, we made our wedding gift for them.
What a great idea.
Gave it to them. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's like, have a happy marriage. Here's some rope. Tie up your wife.
I'd be going down.
You know what I mean? It's like, Laura needs a gag sometimes.
Exactly.
Princess, my partner, is absolutely wonderful. And she was working the drill, and she was right in there, and she was...
What terrific. Do you make the rope out of, if you don't mind?
Jute twine, actually.
Yeah?
He gets jute twine from some supplier somewhere, and he has... he made me a beautiful 18-strand jute rope that I can hardly wait to use.
And is it literally...
Strand by strand. He takes it and he runs it back and forth and back and forth across this huge warehouse and then tightens it all with a drill. I think it took us about 3 hours to make 100 feet of rope.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was a long thing. But he was teaching us. So I'm sure he can do it much faster. Yeah.
That's cool.
What does he do that for? Is it just
for rope sales? So if you're looking for handmade rope, look up Moko Jute on Google. I don't happen to have a zero off the top of my head.
So there's enough business to have somebody who creates in that much time 100 feet of rope.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking when I hang myself, I'll like do it with style. Like, they'll be like, he killed himself, but boy, that rope was handmade.
It was handmade. It was fine rope.
Exactly.
Now, the book comes out in January.
Yes.
And when I get that, now you've tied up, been involved with, seen Alex Chance get tied up.
Yeah.
So I don't do these kind of things. Again, I can barely tie my shoe. You know, I can go through and wrap a couple in knots and whatever, and then need to untangle it. Will I be able to learn something from this book to be able to tie
Absolutely.
Up my girlfriend?
This next book, which is Bondage Basics, will show you. It's got to be close to 30 different ties, and you'll get a splash image, and then you have 6 step-by-steps of exactly how to do this tie.
About 10 years ago or so, I used to always wonder why, I don't look because I don't pay attention to anything, but like I always wonder why there's no instructional videos for this, whether it's on YouTube or whatever, but like I always wondered like why nobody's making nice, simple instructional videos on bondage and how to do things properly. And I think when the first time I shot Claire Adams, I'm sure you know Claire Adams.
Yeah, Claire's terrific.
Yeah, and I remember asking her like, Claire, why doesn't somebody make these nice, beautiful instructional videos that are really well done of proper bondage? And she's like, that's a great idea. And then I never heard of it.
And then no one ever does
it. Yeah. But why? I don't know.
I think Nina Hartley did something like that. She probably did some intro stuff. Nina wrote the foreword for my second book, and she's really into the education. So I have a feeling she probably did something like that. But I think that either, you know, having a book to, in very simplified, to read it, a DVD would probably go along really well with a book like that. That's a really great question. I know people do try, but I think distribution.
Yeah, it's weird because I said to her, like, because I'm a quality clean, simple, fanatic kind of a thing. And I just remember every time I saw anybody try to do something, it was always done really crappy.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is like amateur hour. Some guy's trying to tie up his girlfriend or talk to some girl and do this. And I always said to her, like, it would be really cool if somebody did this like that, a DVD or something where you really could
Bad bondage drives me nuts. The OCD inside me just goes like, oh, could you just tight that, please, a little tighter.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. That's why, like, to this day, like, my idea of bondage is I get some latex tape and I wrap up girls and have fun, and they always say like, why don't you do some rope? I go, I ain't pissing off any rope tire. And Bobby used to live next door to me here.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and for a year, and I used to jokingly, hey Bobby, I'm shooting Aiden Stark, come over and tire up for me, you know. And
did she oblige?
Oh yeah
that's what the good neighbors do.
We're family.
That's what neighbors do.
To this day, when she was my neighbor, I used to always say she gave a whole new meaning to the term girl next door.
No cups of sugar, no casseroles.
Come on over with your rope.
Come over, the discussions after she would have a gangbang, and be like, so, how was your day today? Over pizza.
Yeah.
No, but I always...
Filled with cock.
Yeah, I always felt like, to this day, I don't... Because I've worked with really amazing, talented riggers and dominatrixes that know that shit. And I always tell them, I just refuse to do it if it's not done right. I don't want to insult anybody because it pisses me off when somebody tries to do something I'm good at. So I always felt like the last thing I wanted to do was tie somebody up, and all of a sudden you would look at the picture.
That's a good
picture, but man, the rope sucks. I'd be like, wow,
that's
feel
an
so
interesting
bad.
Point. That's a really interesting point. I mean, I would always want people to try and learn a little bit better and make it a little bit tighter, but I've never considered that. You wouldn't want to do that just to not insult somebody.
I get insulted when somebody makes bad photos of, especially of girls I know. I'm like, what the fuck were you wasting time with this guy for? You can't shoot worth shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, mad respect because I have to look back, but my first shoot with bondage was probably just over 25 years ago. And I just remember meeting that person, and I was so like, this is the coolest. Like, it was so new to me. Like,
that
was
probably right at the very beginning before Japanese bondage really crossed the ocean.
Yeah. I just met this dominatrix that worked out in the valley, and I was like, cool, and let's take some pictures. And we tied up some girls, and it was like really cool, but you know. But I just don't want to insult anybody with their craft. I respect it. And like I said, because I'm friends with Bobby, you know, Aiden Starr, Claire.
So you don't want
Adams.
Bobby calling you up saying, what the hell was
I don't
that?
Want the, no, they won't call me. They'll come home and kick my ass. You know, like, I'm not kidding. I always tell people, like, people think, like, oh, I just don't want to piss them off. And they would laugh at me, too, because they know that I would be, like...
You just don't want to be laughed at. That's what it is. You don't care about pissing people off. You don't want people laughing at you.
No, I just want
to...
Exactly. I'm laughing at you, not with you.
Exactly.
Or I'm laughing at you.
Yeah, exactly. But I've always had this mad respect for it. And like I said, and especially, I can only speak to me as a photographer, but when I have worked with really talented people, and then all of a sudden you come along with somebody who says, yeah, I can rope tie, and you can immediately see, like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing, because the girl is, like, turning blue. There's a problem here.
Yeah, there is.
And they don't understand. And that's why, like, when kink came along, I always loved the fact that, you know, they, to this day, they take it very serious. Like, what they
were a game changer, absolutely.
Yeah, what they do, they're the best at.
Yeah.
Do I agree with everything? Do I like everything? But it's like, they take it very serious. I've been up there plenty of times, and it's like, I like the fact that they're very serious, and the people that do the rigging, they're very serious about it. You know?
Oh, and safety is number one.
Yeah.
Safety should always be number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's this nice little movement that's kind of been floating around about people doing solo suspension and playing solo. And we say that's fine, but just don't do it alone.
Yeah.
Like, you can tie yourself up all you want. Just make sure someone's playing Xbox in the other room. Somebody that can be around if you need help. And that's really key.
There was a story.
Some people are so ashamed that they like bondage that... They don't ask people to come over.
There was a story a couple of years ago. I remember pointing it out to Bobby about somebody was tying somebody in Germany. That somebody, a couple was tying.
Italy. It was.
Is Italy somebody in a parking lot and somebody died?
It's on the internet and it involved a lot of cocaine use.
Yeah.
And
what's wrong with that?
And they were doing a double neck suspension, which I am absolutely against. I absolutely
basically everything you could do wrong.
It was a whole case of what not to do. Yeah. Don't do what Donnie does.
But I've heard other people talk about that. Like even now, like I said, what goofy enough, and I could show you like what goofy shit I do. I always tell people safety's always like in the back of my mind. I don't want to do anything. I always tell people like, nobody's ever died on my shoots in 40 years, and then I don't want anybody to do that. But it's like, it is that. It's like safety, but like, and I always say the people who know what they're doing, like you, understand that. And like, you can have fun and you can get creative and you can do crazy things, but you can be safe while you do it
all. And, you know, it's also a progression. A lot of people, when they start bondage, they think, well, I'm not very good at it because I'm not very flexible. And it's the riggers themselves, they spend time with their craft. But people who are bottoms, or they like to be, we call them rope bunnies, there's time invested in their craft as well. Lots of them go to yoga. Lots of them spend time flexing and stretching and learning the intricacies of their bondage to have how to be tied, when to flex, when not to flex, how to relax. My slave is just going through this whole process, which is terrific, because when we first started tying her up, she was very, very nervous because she's actually a dom back home. She serves me, but she has lots of pretty boys that she beats up and ties them up. But for her to be out of control is a very new experience for her. And it's fun. But so she's learning how to be a rope bonder, which is fun.
Yeah. No, I guess I've been 25 years. I've been around this. And I've had all these crazy conversations. And I remember, like, especially Claire Adams was one. Because Claire's really mental. Like, really. Yeah.
Cerebral, I think. Yeah,
cerebral's the word. But I always just said, she just, like, she scares the shit out of me. I shot her, like, three times, and every time she was just like, she was always like, I was like, are you reading my mind? And I was like, you can't read my mind. She's like, oh, I know exactly what's going on in your head. I go, no, you don't. And then she would tell me, and I'm like, leave now. You know. And stuff. So, but I always found it fascinating to, like, the whole, like I said, the serious side of it. I hate the wannabes and the amateurs.
Well, we say that safety should be serious, but play should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go through as the wannabe and the amateur who is going to be going to the store in January, because rumor has
we
it...
We should tie Mo up.
No.
You know what? Alex Chance will be there signing books.
And that's what I heard.
I think we should tie Mo up in the corner while the book's signing and everybody can
People would pay for that?
Yeah. Oh, big time.
And nobody wants to see that shit.
You sell more books.
So when I go and she signs, I pay for my book and she signs it, and I'm assuming there'll be other lovely ladies there signing my book. Will I be able to buy rope as well?
That's a great question. I think the Hustler store carries it, but we will be making rope available, probably from either Moco Jute or a couple of other companies. We'll have a bundle that you can walk away with, like a bundle. You know, that's a great giveaway.
Oh, look at
Maybe
that.
We'll do some sort of a giveaway, like for the first 50 people that get a bundle of rope.
No, what you do is you sell them the rope, and the giveaway is the knife to be able to cut the rope back off.
No, we use safety shears. We don't use knives.
You don't want knives.
Simple little EMT shears.
What is this, kindergarten? No running with the little rounded scissors?
Exactly. No, the rounded scissors, absolutely.
Oh my God!
Okay.
The things that have happened, I know of on set.
This is a very good giveaway idea. I think that we probably should do something for the first 25 to 50 people, and we could probably.
I'm going to be about 150th in line because she's late to everything. Okay. Can you just say one?
I can tell you this. My publisher and I have discussed that some of the rope that has been used in the book will be given away as a promotional thing.
Which
so
is always
you
a
could
idea.
Own the rope that tied up Alex Chance or Samantha Saint. If you win the contest.
I mean, I love Samantha.
I'd rather have their used panties.
Yeah. No, it has their DNA and their sweat and all kinds of other fun things on it.
So. We could create another Alex Chance because the world needs another one of those.
I don't know. Have you seen her driving?
Yeah. And that's enough.
So Morpheus.
He said it.
I was terrified over here.
Wow.
He said it.
So
that's the first time
I'll be leaving the country in another 5 days, so this is a good thing.
Exactly.
So today's guest driver was Miss Alex Chance. So she helped get Lord Morpheus over here.
And his right back is his guest driver is Uber.
Yeah, exactly. It's
very
anyone else.
Lord Morpheus. Yeah,
exactly. She's going to drive off a cliff. You said I suck.
But you won't hear it because it's a Prius, and they're very quiet.
She'll hit the wall first.
If a Prius hits a tree in the wood, nobody... I don't know. I'm moving on from that.
Okay.
So, well, Morpheus, I really appreciate you coming out to do the show.
Much.
And tell me again, where can we find your book and books?
You can find everything at lordmorpheus.com. It's spelled Morpheus. But just Google Lord Morpheus and I'll pop right up at the top of the Google search. And we also have a whole bunch of other websites that you can find there. You'll find links to the first two books. You'll find links to my gallery. You'll find links to a kinky app that I invented that I gave away just to the public as a nice thing. It's a negotiation app for your Android and your iPhone. But there's all kinds of cool stuff at lordmorpheus.com. And I really appreciate the chance coming out today.
No. And you're on, I believe, the Twitter.
I'm on Twitter. You can find me at Lord Morpheus.
Watch this. Let's see how this goes. Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, and what's your Instagram?
I don't know. I have a social media girl that does
this stuff. Is going to go back.
Apparently I have a Pinterest that I don't know
about. No LinkedIn?
Oh, we're going to do that in a bit. Not LinkedIn, but I have Instagram, I have Pinterest, and I have Tumblr.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, look at MySpace. Me.
Oh,
Friendster?
For real?
AOL account?
I have an ICQ number, if that will help.
Oh!
An AOL account? Like
that?
Or eWorld. Apple's eWorld. Do you remember that?
That's really old. That.
That was a long time
ago. Dating myself now.
I think we're all dating ourselves now.
You old people, I swear to God.
Yeah. Thanks for the plug, guys. Thanks for helping make bondage accessible and safe for people.
No, not a problem. Thank you so much. My name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as Richard Avey likes to call me.
Mox.
Oh, Mox. Sorry. I'm sorry. Not Mox anymore. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of cool photos, videos, and I don't know, things I write. Top 10 lists. We all love the lists. And you can listen to this show. Thanks a lot.